Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Good evening, everyone. It is January the 18th, 2019, and this is your Points of Light conference. I am your host, Elder Paul McCoy, pastor of the Point Christian Fellowship in East St. Louis, Illinois, and Church of God in Christ of Faith Tabernacle. Thank and praise God to everybody that is on the line. Now we're just waiting for systems to come up. There's such an issue I had to deal with for the past couple of nights. We are thankful to be on with you all this evening. All right. Looks like right now we have Pastor Herbert. We got you.
Yeah, I'm here with you. We got Minister Calvin joining us. We got some issues there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all on Hangout. I'm hanging out. So is Minister Calvin and Deacon Michael.
All right.
And so we're on the call in. Through Hangout.
Through the Hangout system, yeah. Gotcha. See, what we're doing now is we're actually the only ones on the call. I have my system up and running because right now my other system is taking its own sweet time because it's doing some kind of updates right now. Thought I gave enough time to get this stuff out of the way, and it seems like it decided that it needed way more than normal. We are here. There isn't anyone else besides us on the actual conference, so you can get started whenever you all are ready. We got one that just came on, so yeah, we can go on and get started then. Most definitely.
Right. Well, we're gonna go it on, and do you have Elder on with you this evening?
Elder Marshall is not on tonight, unfortunately.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we'll go it on now. We'll have Deacon Michael to go it on and start us with scripture, and Minister Calvin will lead us in prayer, and we're going to get going.
Amen. 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 Good evening, everyone. This is Deacon Mike. I'm going to be reading Psalms 24, verse 1 through 3, 7 through 10, the King James Version. And he says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come once again, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, just saying thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are the King of glory, Lord God, and the earth is yours in the fullness thereof. And we just want to say thank you for this Friday night, Father God. Heavenly Father, we just ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, to touch our heart tonight, Lord God. Heavenly Father, touch the heart, mind, and body, Father God, and spirit, Lord God. Heavenly Father, let your word abide in each and every one of us tonight, Lord God, so that you so that we abide in you, O Lord God. Heavenly Father, let your anointing flow tonight, Lord God, that somebody may ask, what must I do to be saved, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you for what you're about to do tonight, Lord God, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to go on and get right to the point of the matter this evening. You know, I've been looking at this scripture. You know, it's the beginning of a year. And you know how we have some new starts. And you know, we need to look at things from the start. And as I looked at it, I said, well, a lot of times we start, but we have to look back in order to be able to get going. So I've been looking here at over in the book of John. In the book of John, in the first chapter, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And what I want to talk about this evening is bringing light into darkness.
All right.
Yeah, that's the beginning. That's the place to look to. You know, he says there in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. John starts this gospel by referring to Jesus as the Word of God. It is interesting that John alone refers to Christ as the Word of God. None of the other Gospels tells us that he refers to Christ in this way, in this first chapter of John. In 1 John 5 and 7, he says, there are three who bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
All right.
And these three are one. He also refers to Christ as the Word in the Revelation. Over in Revelation 19 and 13, where he says, he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Other writers call the scripture itself the Word of God. and there is a direct correlation between the scripture and Christ, as we will see later. But John alone refers to Christ as the Word using a proper noun.
All right.
Did you ever read this and wonder why would John use the phrase "the Word" to describe Jesus, the Christ? Well, I want to talk about a couple of possibilities. One possibility is the language is the means that man uses to communicate with each other. Also, without exception, words are descriptive of something. They describe something. Christ is the Word of God. And what this literally means is that Christ alone describes God, because no one has ever seen the Father. And then we could say that John might be taking us back to the beginning of creation in Genesis 1. He tells us, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. The Hebrew word for without form in this passage is tohu, and gives us a picture of confusion and chaos. So we see the earth is empty. It's full of confusion, and darkness is all around. A picture of total desperation. The earth was literally drowning in despair. But then look at the second part of the verse. It said the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. This is an awesome truth. God is omnipresent and should bring great peace to the believer. For no matter where you are, no matter what circumstance you face, God's Spirit is present, hovering over us. Then, all of a sudden, as he was hovering over, God spoke. The Word of God, Jesus Christ, pre-incarnate, created light in the darkness. Because he said, "Let there be light." And the light was.
All right.
Is your world full of chaos? Are you drowning in despair? God's Spirit is present. He knows what you're going through. Allow Christ to speak in your life through his Word. He will shed the light of truth into the situation and bring peace and understanding into your life. Now notice in verse 2, it says, "And all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." So the question often arises, if Christ created all things, does this mean he created evil? But certainly not. See, evil is not a thing. It's not something that's created. Evil is an attribute or condition of someone or something. It is not the thing itself. God also did not create good, because good is also the attribute or condition of someone or something. We need to go no further than Genesis 1 and chapter 3, where we see this truth. God said, and that was the action of Christ in creation, God said, "Let there be light." and there was light. And God saw that it was good.
All right.
See, light was a thing that Christ brought forth, and good was an attribute of that light. Since good is an attribute of God, all things that God created are good and remain good until they remove themselves or are removed from the influence of goodness. Even Satan and his angels were created good.
To answer the call, press the pickup button.
But became evil only when they rejected the good purpose for which they were created. So the only light or understanding of eternal life then comes from the indwelling of the light that is in Christ. It does not say that we dwelt in darkness, nor does it say darkness surrounded us. It says that we were indeed darkness.
All right.
Darkness lacks the ability to overcome the light physically. Oh, what are you talking about, preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked. See, this can be easily proven that darkness cannot conquer light. If you go into a dark room and turn on the flashlight, the darkness will never overtake the light, because light overtakes darkness every time. If we are called by Christ, as we are called by Christ, no matter what the dark situation, the light of Christ will overcome and allow peace and love to reign in our heart.
All right.
If we are called to suffer for Christ and lose everything the world has to offer, the light of Christ will still overcome the darkness. And as Paul and Silas will be able to praise the Lord and witness even to the keeper of the prison. And when that final darkness falls and death stands just a breath away, we can rejoice that Christ will be there in that valley. And when immediately after our eyes close in death's darkness, they will open to the light of Christ's eternal light and glory. Well, I got to say here that for the past few weeks has been very dark for many people in the world.
All right.
The federal government has shut down. Many folks have had to go to charity organizations, use what savings they had, even their retirement savings. The greed of some has brought some to the brink of economic chaos. Hearts of many are in despair as they seek their life and look upon their life. They face the loss of jobs and homes and their well-being. If you have not allowed the light of Christ to enter into your heart, now is an opportune time, because it's going to get even a little bit more dreadful. But he will give you a peace and security that goes far beyond anything this world has to offer.
All right.
That's what he has put into us as children of God. For those of us who are children of God, Scripture tells us that now is the time of salvation. We've got to tell somebody. We've got to be one that be the flashlight in their darkness. We need to go into this darkened world with the light of this precious gospel of Jesus Christ shining brightly. We need to pray that the Lord will use us to invade the darkness and be ready to share with this lost world, this dying generation, the hope and knowledge of eternal life. Yes, Jesus is the light that he allows us to shine upon the world. He put the light in us once you become his. And darkness cannot comprehend it. Darkness cannot take any of us out. It cannot put out the light that Christ has given us. We've got to take it out into a dying world. And we've got to share it. He didn't give it to it for us. We have it. We need to let it shine. Somebody said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
All right. Yes,
everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine.
Yes.
It said, even in my home, I'm going to let it shine. On my job, I'm going to let it shine. Shine, shine, shine. Now, are you ready to let your light shine? Well, now is the time, because there are so many that are falling deep into despair. And they're falling deep into despair. But I'll tell you, there are some that are already there. And we've got to shine the light.
Hold on.
Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Paul now that he might be able to lead us through an invitation.
Amen, amen. We, as always, we thank and praise God for the word that has been brought forth. To remember that sometimes we do forget, I know I'm included, that the light can never be overtaken by darkness.
Never.
Even when we see, and it reminded me of a movie called Pitch Black, where the characters in the movie were faced with a deadly threat. But that deadly threat would only come out in the dark.
Yes.
When the light was shining, it stayed hidden in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
It did not survive the light. Once the darkness came out, the threat came into the world. The people had to run for safety. But as they ran, they had to keep themselves surrounded by light.
By light. Yes.
All right.
So how do we surround ourselves by light? The pastor just told me. Christ.
Yes.
Is our light.
All right.
I thank and praise God for that, because this world, as he said, is in peril. We don't have time. A lot of people think that they have time on their side. But every day we see in the news, we see on the internet, and just in daily life, that time is winding up. And this is the only chance that we have to get this, to get the light.
Yes.
That will surround us. Amen. I thank you for that word. And for those that are listening now and those that will be listening in the future, this is your time. This is your opportunity to find that light that will shine in your life and that will chase away all the darkness. The word is very clear. Says if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
who is the light, and believe in your heart that he died and rose again for your sake, for the sake of everyone, you will be saved. You will have a consistent forever light in your life. no matter how dark it gets, no matter how dark it seems,
mm-hmm.
Christ will chase it away every time. Take this opportunity to find a church home that is preaching the word, not just to entertain, not just to just collect, but is actually preaching the word and is doing it in love. The Point Christian Fellowship is the prime is a prime place to find the word. We're everywhere. If you can't find us, we're not close. Find a place next to you somewhere that is preaching the word of God, where you can see the light in action, where you can see it chase away the darkness, and then allow it into your life so that the darkness that we all face, that we all suffer with, that we all deal with daily, can be chased away.
Yes.
Once and for all. We thank you so much, Pastor Herbert, as always. We thank Deacon Mike, Minister Calvin. We thank all that are on the line for listening and joining us this evening. And as always, from this point, if there is anyone that does have a comment or have anything they would like to say in reference to the word that was shared tonight, please press your 1 key. Right now, what we will do is we will open up the line to Pastor Mom. All right, Pastor Mom, you online?
Praise God! Praise God! That was a good word tonight, because I feel the light from the government.
Yeah.
So I just enjoy that darkness tonight. And I thank Pastor Herbert for that good word. And I just thank God for all of you all on the line tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
All of us.
Amen.
And be with us and stand by. Hold us and hollow that on hand. For I really bless you tonight for that word tonight.
Amen.
Give a hand to the good Lord. And just keep us going and keep us in the light.
Yes.
This is a light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. So
amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Mom. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Apostle Kizzy. Amen.
Hi.
Good to hear you all tonight. And I just thank God for you all, first of all, for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Of showing up and doing what you do. You know, bringing the word, a good word, you know, every Friday night and praying for people. It's just a blessing. It's a
Amen.
Blessing. Hallelujah. I want to just acknowledge you all and thank the Lord for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Amen. And I heard some of the word. I didn't hear all of it, but I was talking about the light. I heard about the government, and I heard that part of it, and. The scripture I thought about is, Lord, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light
yes.
to my path.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And this is a time where that light that has to come out is the word.
Yes.
You know, the word, there's some darkness. There's some things here we haven't ever seen before. Mm-hmm. You know, a government shutdown this long. So, and knowing that it's affecting, you know, so many people in such an adverse way, you know, I am glad that the he did sign to that everybody will still get paid, you know,
yeah.
after everything comes back again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can just see, you know, the possibility of a turn that will
yeah.
really go into darkness. You know, so we continue to put the word of God on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path, you know, and praying for those people who are being affected
yes.
Like this during this time. Hallelujah. So I heard there's all kind of rumors going around about the food stamps,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, what's going to happen after a month. And people were saying that even though they said that they're allotting it, but they're not going to pay it until after
uh-huh.
the shutdown. And so that
yeah.
some stores won't even accept them during
mm-hmm.
this, even though they have them. So, but then, you know, on the other hand, I've seen other things where, like even in my in our AT&T bill, they were saying, you know, if you're a government employee and you're affected by this shutdown, you know, contact us and we'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because we don't want your, you know, your phone to be cut off and,
yes.
you know, during this time. So I think some people are trying
yes.
To help people during this time as well. So, but hallelujah. Thank you. Good word.
Amen.
Good word.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I love
Amen.
Them to the point words. Love it. Amen. So God bless y'all. Love you.
Amen. Amen.
Well, amen. Thank you so much, as always, Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy, for your words of encouragement. We thank you all for those of you that are online. As we stated before, it is a I don't know. I can't say that. I do know. It doesn't shock me anymore, because I've came to the point where I expect God to provide the answer that I need, or that we all
yeah.
need, especially at these moments. You know, as Pastor Kizzy was reiterating about the government shutdown, it is a dark moment, even for those that may not be of that in that section. I know even for myself, I have been dealing with the passing of the killing of my son for over 2 years, and so many things have happened, and I've learned so many things within the past couple of days that have brought such a darkness over this whole, over the whole case.
Mm-hmm.
So I prepared for justice. And then the enemy decided to play his card.
Yeah.
And now it just seems, as not to go into detail, but it seems really, really dark, people. Really, really dark right now. The enemy has done some things that have caused a cascade effect that have made it to the point now where even the prosecution is like, you won't win.
Yeah.
We won't win. And that's what they told us.
Yeah.
And if it goes this route, we won't win. But even in that, I remember as I sat there and I listened, and I remember God just said, asked me the question he's asked me for years, for the last 2+ years. The same question. And that simple question is, do you trust me?
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for all of us that are on this line that are listening to trust God, especially in the darkness. Even though we may know the word, it's not like I've not read the word, it's not like I've not walked in the word, it's not like I've not preached the word of God, it's not like I've not prayed, it's not like I have not done any of these things. These things I do daily. Yet it's a taken back when you all of a sudden you're hit with you're just like you're hit from out of nowhere with information and things that just seem like they change everything. I guess I'm just saying this because as I was thinking about, as Pastor Kizzy was talking, and Pastor Mom, and even as the pastor, Pastor Herbert was preaching the word, I heard was the light has not went out.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
They put out the light.
The light has not went out.
Amen.
The prosecution has basically said we're in the dark place.
Yeah.
And everything that they brought to this situation, everything they brought, all the information that they brought would justify that statement. We are in a dark place.
Yeah.
Yet if you trust me, the light has not been, you trust that the light has not been extinguished. And like I said, not to go into detail because there's no point, but what is important to know, what is important to receive from this word is that no matter how dark it seems like it's going to get, no matter how deep the darkness is, no matter how intensified the darkness is, a small light.
Yeah. Just a little light.
Just a little light.
Just a little light.
I mean, if you don't believe, go into the darkest room you can find. I have a room right now. You close that door, it is pitch black in there. There's no windows. There's no light source. It is pitch black. And I can turn on a little light.
A little light.
And it will chase it all away.
Yeah.
So what are we saying? So what are we saying? What is the pastor saying? What are you saying, Pastor Herbert? You're saying just have a little bit of faith.
Well, you know, I want to redress something very quickly here, and I must.
Sure.
See, intellectually, we know that we learn intellectually that 5 is greater than 3.
Yes.
That we can take 3 from 5 and still have some left over. We learn that intellectually.
Yes.
That is a truth.
Right.
That is an intellectual truth. That helps us so that when we go to the store and something costs $3, we know we're going to get 2 back. We know that if we go to the store and we try to get something that's $5 and we go with $3, we're going to get turned down. We know that's intellectually. Well, see, in the same way, this is a truth. And it's intellectual. You can take it intellectually. The darkness cannot comprehend the light.
All right.
It's always going to move the darkness out of the way. You know, I could have talked a little bit longer, but I'm trying to tell you today. You know, I'm coming up on a nice point in my life. I'm going to be alive at 65.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes, hallelujah.
There's been some dark times, but he got a light in me that shines.
Yeah.
And any darkness and chaos, foolishness that comes into my life, he's hovering over it.
Yes, Lord.
And then he's in me. That's the light. I've not had to deal with the passing of a son.
Yeah.
I've not had to deal with the passing of my father, nor the passing of my mother, but I know that going down, being alive at 65, I know that there's a valley that I'm going to have to enter. And that valley is a shadow of death.
Amen.
It might not happen at 66. It might not happen at 67. But, yeah, I know I've seen more years now than I have coming to me. And there's a lot of stuff that's going to go on. And, Paul, man, I keep you in prayer because you've seen so much in this short time, my brother. And we keep you in prayer.
Amen.
We keep you in prayer. We keep you lifted up, man.
Amen.
We appreciate everything that you do. We appreciate Get a Radio.
Yes,
for continuing to show up for us and allowing us to use this venue. I'm going to let y'all get back to it, but I got to tell you this, that as we, the purpose, life is, the life of Christ is his life, and God is love. So in next month, I got something, I'm going to finish talking next week. I got some more to say.
All right.
That's all right. Next, on January 25, I'll be alive for 65.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
I tried to hold back a little bit tonight because, I don't want to keep nobody too long. But I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating. I'm starting to celebrate even now to get this far. But in the month of February, we want to deal with that in the points of light. We want to deal with life and love. So we're going to get some people to come on next month and talk about life and love. All four of those Fridays.
All right.
We hope that people will be on with us. It don't necessarily have to be sermonic talks, but we want to hear some people talk about life and love because not everybody dealing with life and love preaches, but boy, they got a sermon in their life.
Amen.
And it's all about love. So we want to be able to look forward to that on next month. I'm sorry, Paul. I know I butted in on you, buddy.
No, you're fine. It
just wanted to let you know, man, we love you. You're shining some light on that thing, Paul.
Amen.
I remember I tell people there's a lot of stuff that I don't remember, y'all. After my son passed, I lost a lot of memory. I did. But there are certain things I do remember.
Yeah.
One of the things I remember is there was a dream that I had, and I remember that I was looking at myself as in the third person, and I was standing in the midst of darkness. And I was, and it was a circle of light that shined around me.
Yeah.
And I remember that I saw myself running, trying to run towards the dark.
Yeah.
I mean, I was running fast. But no matter how fast I ran, I could not outrun that light. And all the darkness would do was just run from me. And I don't say this to say that there's a basis of speciality about me because I'm not, just a wretch undone. But the one thing that I realized, even about what I've told you all now, even about what's been told to me, even about everything that's happened, and my son's birthday is in this month. His is on the 23rd. And every year I sit back and just try to reflect upon the things and just deal with it. But this year they decided to move everything about this case to that day. One of the days that I considered one of the most trying days of the year. One of the most trying days of the year for me.
Yes.
And God asked me again. When they told me,
trust.
It was like I already knew. And it's funny, when they said it was going to be delayed, I already knew what they were going to do. Because I trust God. But yeah. in that situation, when they told me and confirmed it, I'm like, Lord, have mercy. Why? God just asked me the same question. Do you trust me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you trust me? You know, and yes, I'm being that I am a father of a lost son, and I've buried my mother, buried my son. And a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people say I don't, and they would say, well, I've never had that happen. But the one thing I'd say to every last one of you, my pain and the darkness that has tried to consume me is no different than the darkness that's tried to consume you. It doesn't make a difference whether or not it is a lost loved one, or if it's a lost job, or if you're dealing with emotional stress, or whatever it is. It is still, the enemy will use it to destroy you, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
So I say to you all, don't, you know, my situation, it is a darkness, but if yours is a darkness, it will be used against you if the enemy can.
Yeah.
But I thank you for that because you reminded me, Herbert, you did, and I know this was your purpose. I know this was for me, because you reminded me, because I know I've been telling you what's been going on, and you reminded me, Paul, don't give up, because the light is still around you.
Yes.
And I thank
you.
You
are
I thank you for that. I thank you for that.
Bless you. God bless you.
I needed to be reminded that God ain't left me. Because all I've heard for days is that he's gone.
Yeah.
I know he ain't gone.
Yeah.
I know he's not, man. I know he's not.
Yeah.
I know he hasn't left me in this. And
yeah.
I'm sorry, but this is where I stand with it.
That's all right.
That's all right.
I have to stand with it, because if I don't, I fall forever, and I refuse to do that. I don't lose.
Yeah.
You can't lose with God. You can't lose with God.
Amen.
You either you win or you learn, but you don't lose.
That's right.
God is never lost.
That's right.
His light will shine forever, no matter how dark it gets.
Yeah, the darkness can't comprehend it.
They cannot understand it. It cannot do anything but run.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry about my tears, because they represent something. They represent hope. It represents the change.
Right.
It represents what God can and will do in your life.
Yeah.
They represent that in spite of the fact that it feels like you've been defeated, all you've done is that all that's happened is your win has been delayed. But you still win.
You already won. What will be already is. You already won.
Yes, it is. But we speak of those things that are not as though they are.
Yes.
Because they are. According to the word, they are. Victory.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to keep going through this. It just has to be said. I know you did it, so I
That's
love
all
you
right.
for it.
That's
just
all right, man.
Because
I'm
know
glad we're able to be online to be able to say it. If we was all together, we'd give you a group hug.
Amen. Amen.
Man, I know. But I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of my tears. I'm not ashamed to say that I cry. I'm not ashamed to say that I hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
He told me
my comfort he would be.
That's that light, Paul. That's that light.
Yeah.
He told me in my grief he would comfort
light.
So I trusted him. Because he promised me that he would stay with me no matter what.
Yeah.
And he hasn't broken a promise yet to none of us. No matter what you've been through, no matter how bad it seems like, his promise has never been broken or turned or came back void. As he said, he'd never leave us nor forsake us.
That's right. Got that light. Darkness cannot comprehend it. Darkness will never take over the light.
It will never.
Yeah. You might not have but a little bit left. Let your little light, let it shine. Paul, everywhere you go, man. Let it shine. That's all those tears are, light.
But it requires our faith and trust in
him. I'm ask you what you're crying for. Tell him I love the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But we ain't crying to defeat people. Understand that. These ain't cheers of defeat. These ain't even cheers of despair.
No.
They're tears of the coming joy.
That's
because
light
the morning
love,
is
man.
On his way.
Yeah.
The morning is on his way. It has never not shown up. It's always been on time. But I know I ain't the only one that need to hear this. The only one that need to know that it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
It's going to be all right. The enemy has utilized every trick and every attribute that it can to make the world believe that it is over. How do I know? Because it did it to me just a couple of days ago, not weeks, not months, not years, but days. It told me that it's done and you're going to lose.
Check this out, Paul.
Beyond repair, I felt so alone. Said no one cared. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the strain.
What you promised me.
And you did. He'll do it. That's what he said. Have your way, Lord. Yeah. I gave it up.
There's a difference between a song that you've learned and a song that you've lived.
That you're living, yes.
When your life is torn.
Yeah.
Beyond repair.
Yeah.
And you feel like no one cares. Then all of a sudden God comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a song to ease your pain and erase the shame. Listen to the word.
Yeah.
He said, I was alone, but God.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. It ain't even that hard. It's just saying, but God. And not that, not that God. And the blessing didn't come by the result because of the fact that you got what you wanted. The blessing came just because he's there with you.
Just because he's God.
Just because he's God. That's when he blessed me, because he's God. Not because he gave me what I wanted, not even because he gave me what I needed. It's just that the fact that he's God. My. All right. We need to move forward. Is there anyone else that has any comments? I don't want to sit back here and just run this all the way into the just run this and make it seem like it's about me, because it's not. But I know
it's about God.
Me, because I needed to be reminded that I'm not.
Let him have his way.
I can't be. I can't be.
Let it go.
And now I realize that there's no way I can ever be stuck in the dark, because the light shines around me. Why? Because I've accepted my Christ.
Yeah.
You can't just sit in the dark if you said, this is my Christ. He's my Christ.
Yeah. You do just Christ. What he say, man. You do it.
Amen.
You do it every time.
Amen. Reverend Treva, I see you on the line.
Amen. Hi, God bless. Amen.
Hey, Reverend Treva, how you doing?
I'm doing good tonight. I just wanted to say I've been blessed, and God is the light. And that was a wonderful word, Pastor Herbert. Thank you so much, and Pastor Paul, thank you. I just been laying here praying in the spirit. And
amen.
God bless y'all.
Amen.
Love y'all.
Love you.
Amen.
Too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen.
Amen.
Have a good evening.
Thank you so much. We thank you so much, Reverend Treva, for being there with us throughout this situation.
Amen.
I mean, we know that, you know, we cried with you when your mother passed, because we know how that.
Yes.
So
yes.
We also know that God has you.
I know.
You don't have to forgive me because my emotions have just been all over the place. But
that's all right. Let it go.
I understand. Sometimes I'm there too.
Yeah. Let it go.
I'm not apologizing. You just have to forgive me.
All right.
Don't apologize.
When you realize as Pastor Herbert was first reading the word, I was like, "Oh Lord, he's talking to me." Now, I knew he was.
Amen. He's talking to me too.
I knew he was when he first said, "In the beginning there was the Word. The Word was with
yes.
God. The Word was God." I knew he was talking to me because the Word has told me you gotta trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You gotta trust me because these things they last, and God will take you through every moment.
Yeah. Yes,
it hurts sometimes. It does. It's painful.
All right.
It feels like
all right.
Don't make
him. He'll do just what he said he'll
but
do.
Realize you made it, and that is what trips you out is when you don't think you made it, then you look back and find out you did.
Yeah, that's when he blessed.
Because I know Reverend Steve. I know dear heart when she left. I know you were like, I ain't gonna make it.
Yeah. But I made it. And today, my brother-in-law passed. He passed 3 years ago, and it would have been his 56th birthday.
Mm.
And so, you know, I just sent a text telling my sister and her kids. Yeah, we make it.
It's not easy. Yeah. Not saying it is easy. Not saying it is simple. You made it.
All right.
Really, what makes it all so much more wonderful is that when you realize that you ain't alone.
No.
When everybody else walks away and they tell you it's over, God says, no, it's not.
No.
No, it's not.
God says, I got you. All you got to do is
trust
me in it.
I know it's hard.
My will is sometimes my will, and my glory is hard to. It's hard to stand, but yet His glory still is. His glory must be magnified, and it must be glorified. It must be sinful. We have to
That's
go
right.
through it.
Yes.
Jesus told us. He said, "I don't want to do this."
Yeah.
He said, "Nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but Thy be done." We got to be able to say that and stand upon it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just let it go.
Amen.
Since we all family on this line, so I ain't got to sit back there and act like I got this all together. I ain't got to act like that because I don't.
Yeah, let it
That's
go,
the reason
Paul.
I'm
let
able
it go,
to do
man.
This
all right, all right.
Every last one of
all
y'all,
right.
Every last one of y'all is my family. Calvin,
yeah.
Mike,
yeah.
All of y'all
yeah.
are my family.
Yes, amen.
Love every last one of you.
Yes.
I pray for you and I love all of you as much as I can. And right now, this is where I am, and I'm just going to be here. Y'all got to
That's
deal
all
with it or hang up. I don't know what to tell you.
Let it go, man. He blessing me.
But I thank you for that word. I thank you for that word, Pastor. I know you. I thank you. I needed to be reminded because I almost forgot, man. I almost forgot that God has got me. The enemy almost got me convinced. Almost.
No.
Had me thinking that I was alone.
No, you let your little light shine. You ain't got but a little left, Paul. That's all right. Let that
it's
little
a
light
little
shine.
Left, but it's more. But it's just enough. It's more than enough to chase the dark away.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little. Let it shine. Yes.
But for those that are listening, those that are right now that are listening, understand the reason why this is happening. This is not happening by chance. It's not happening by coincidence. It's happening because it must. Because somebody needs to be reminded that no matter how dark it gets, all it takes is a little light.
That's right.
That's all it takes.
Just a little light.
Sometimes we forget, y'all. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we think that it has to be this big old bright. No, just a little bit of
light. Just a little light.
Just a little bit. And as I talked about that movie, it only took just a little bit of light, and the enemy could not touch them. It couldn't get
just
in.
A little
it was
light.
Just a little bit of light.
Yeah.
And it kept them away. They seemed so powerful. Those dark moments seemed so powerful. They seemed so strong. They seemed like they're overwhelming. They seemed like they're consuming. But then all of a sudden,
they can't
this little
stand
light comes
the light.
And they just run. Just run. So Christ is your light. And Christ, the light of Christ is brighter than any sun.
Oh, yeah.
The darkness cannot stand. The darkness can't stand. Amen. All right, let's move on to our next phase. We have right now those that would ask for prayer. I know you already know what I'm in need of, so I ain't even gonna say it. I've already told you my need of prayer.
All right.
So it's already out there on the table. For anybody else, please, I know Deacon Mike, Ms. Calvin, the rest of you, please. Take this opportunity.
Yes. Yes, just keep the William family lifted up as they just buried their father last week. Edward Williams. And also keep my wife in prayer,
Amen.
Rose Williams. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else have any prayer requests? Pastor Herman?
Yeah.
For those that have spoken their requests and those that have not, would you please lead us in prayer?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we come before you now. We just come before you. Thanking you, Father, for
thank
the
you.
Light, Father. Thank you, Father, for injecting your word into this world, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, the darkness comes, but the light that you put in us, Father, is so much greater. Oh, Father, we ask now, Father, for your blessings on the bereaved families, Father. And it's just like you said, we grieve and we are bereaved about a lot of things, Father. Oh, but Father, when we lose a loved one, there's nothing like it, Father, that love, Father, that we're able to give. The love that we look for, just seeing them sometimes, Father, helps us out, Father. We We are in prayer now, Father, for this brother who has lost son, father, mother. Oh, Father, and he's lost much else in his life, Father. But just keep on blessing him, Lord. Just keep on blessing him. He don't have to hold that inside because he's got the light inside. It's an inside job. And the tears have to flow out, Father, so that it can wash away all of what is on the inside. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in him, that he's able to release it, that he's able to let it go, Father. And then, Father, we come before you with the Williams family, Father, as they continue to grieve. They I'm a brother. I'm a son, and somebody gonna miss me one of these days. I hope. I hope somebody will grieve about me when I'm gone. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that I be loved that much that someone would take the time to think about me when I'm gone. And I know that there are many that love me even now. But, Father, we know that Papa Eddie Williams is greatly missed by many. Father, continue to bless that family. And even with all the other things that were not mentioned that they're going through, Father, in this time, Father, just bless them in a mighty way, Lord, that they might continue to get over and that they'll get through it. We thank you, Father, for the testimony of Reverend Cleaver. Father, she says she has those lapses of times, too, where there's somebody that she misses. Oh, we ought to miss our mother. Oh, Father, we just want to reach out sometimes, Father, and reach out to those that we miss, that we grieve about. But, oh, Father, we know that one day time is going to come when there won't be no more tears, won't be no more pain, won't be no more grieving, Father. And we look forward to that time. Now, Father, we just thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you that you keep us in you, Father. Shine your light on it, Father. We're just going to keep a little light. There might be some darkness. We might not know exactly what you're getting ready to do, but we're going to let it go. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Oh, Lord, have your way. We don't know, but have your way. We're just clay. You're the potter. Have your way, Lord. Do what you're going to do. We trust you, Lord. We trust you. We trust you. We just thank you now.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Father. Oh, Father, I thank you right now for my mother that's even been on the line this evening, Father. Thank you. Here I am. I'm getting to be 65 years old. And my mother yet lives. Thank you, Lord. Hey. Oh, Father, there's a lot of people that can't say that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you. I thank you for Apostle Kizzy that they're able to take care of my mother. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Father, you're such a wonderful God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for so. Doing. Sometimes it's painful, Father. Sometimes it might bring tears to our eyes. But we thank you, Lord. And we trust you in what you're doing. So have your way. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God for that time of prayer. We thank and praise God for just being God, and God by himself. There's so many false tricks and false gods out here that are being made up daily. But all to be kept by Christ and all to be connected with the true living God.
Yes.
I just want to make sure y'all understand, nothing else, but how important it is to connect with the true and living God.
Yes.
There's all these false, tricksy and false things that the enemy has concocted. Know the true God, true living God, the one, the beginning and the end. These are hard times, but these times are not harder than our God.
That's right.
He said, because even Christ said, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. We thank you so much, Pastor Herb, for praying for us. And at this time, if there isn't anything else, we will ask for you to bring forth our benediction so that we can end our service for this evening.
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to come together, Father. Hearts have been opened and hearts, Father, are on the mend. And we thank you for everything you're doing, Father. We know that there's healing that needs to happen, Father. We know you got all of that. Father, we know you're doing it. We know that there's snow and ice on the ground, Father. We know some more is coming. But we know you got it. Have your way, Lord. And we just thank you. Now, may the love of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with all of us henceforth, now, and even forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
And good
Jesus
night.
Name. Amen.
Amen, everyone. God bless you. God keep you. Be safe this weekend. Continue to pray for us and with us. Amen.
Amen.